Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabett, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started. Good afternoon, and welcome to the Prophet Laron Matthews Conference Line Noonday Prayer Time. We honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as we come into his presence and into intercession and come into agreement with his people from every place our voices are heard, and the Spirit opens, the realm of the Spirit opens unto us all. We honor Prophet Laron Matthews and thank God for his prophetic vessel and gift to us all. With all that is being released in the world today, in the land today, we need to have a greater revealing from the Father through the Holy Spirit and how to stay in the right pathway and have spiritual eyes to see and heighten the sound of our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying and speaking to us in this day, sharing to us, showing us the revealed things that are trying to be hidden from us, but the Spirit of the Lord is revealing it to us. Prayer is the time of communication with our Creator, and he speaks back to us. Have confidence that when we pray, he hears us and will answer us. Know that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Things will change, and he will change you for the issues of the things of this life and in this land. Know that the prayers of the word of his word will not come back to him empty nor void, but it will accomplish God's purpose in that place where he sent it. As we enter into faith and expectation of our time of entering into prayer session, we, his ears and compassion, mercy and grace and unconditional love is open to us all. Receive it now. Be excited about what he is going to speak and release during this noonday prayer. God bless you. Stand in faith.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm coming to you out of Joel, J-O-E-L, not Job, and Contemporary Version, Chapter 2, Patience. They swarm over city walls and enter our homes like they crawl into the windows just like thieves. They make the earth tremble and the heavens shake. The sun and the moon turn dark. The Lord God leads this army of countless people, countless troops, and they obey his commands. The day of his judgment is so terrible that no one can stand it. It's not too late. You will still return to me. With all your heart, start crying and mourning. Go without eating. Don't rip your clothes to show your sorrow. Instead, turn back to me with broken hearts. I am merciful, kind, and caring. I don't easily lose my temper, and I don't like to punish. I am the Lord your God. Perhaps I will change my mind and treat you with mercy. Then you will be blessed with enough grain and wine for offering sacrifices to me. Sound the trumpet in Zion. Call the people together. Show your sorrow by going without food. Make sure that everyone is able to worship me. Tell my servants to pray prayer near the altar. Save your people, Lord God. Don't let foreign nations make jokes about us. Don't let them laugh and ask, yes, where is your God? Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father. I thank you for your word on today. The power of your word penetrates. The power of your word tears down builds up, prepares us for the battles that are before us every day. They be battles throughout the nation, which we see every day unfolding, and yet battles right here in our own regions, right here in our own homes, right here in on our jobs, right driving on the highways with so much anger going on around in the nation and around our communities. We come against that mischievous spirit right off the top. We call that mischievous spirit nullified. We denounce it. We cast it out, and the blood of Jesus prevail against it. All those out to treat and tear down the things of God, we call notice to you. We decree and declare that you are vetoed, and everything that you put your hand to destroy, you will not walk in people's yards and steal and take away from the things that they have worked so hard for. I call your eyes to be blinded by the power invested in me by only Jesus Christ, our Lord. You have no power. You have no place. You must be settled in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Fire of our tongues be of God today. Glory, the fire of our tongues be of you, God. Hallelujah. For you are our wall of fire. Glory be to God. All the defense that we need in God, to those who trust in him, all the defense that we need is in you, Father. For we trust in you. A wall of fire through which the fierce foe can never come. The foe of evil thoughts will be burned right now in the name of Jesus and consume selfish desires, hallelujah, that creep so insidiously through every other barricade will be consumed with authority spoken. Selfish desires that creep so insidiously every other barricade will be consumed by only Abba Father, who is a wall of fire. So as we go forth into prayer, Father, we thank you that you staked your territory. We thank you that you made your presence known. We thank you that you put your foot on the neck of the devil. This is your territory, and we are yours and yours alone. We are the sons of God, and we stand, hallelujah, in agreement, hallelujah, on one accord, that no weapon formed against this body, this line, this ministry, our prophet that you have blessed us with, Father, can prosper. I thank you that you cover your intercessors all around the world right here in this mighty, powerful hour. We're covered by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We hear your voice and we follow what you say. We will not follow the voice of a stranger. We place a whole armor of you on us now, Father. Hallelujah. With our shawls wrapped around our waist and the oil. Hallelujah. Yes, we know the power isn't in the oil, it's in the agreement. And we agree with the word of God because your word has never failed us in the name of Jesus. Your word is same today as on yesterday. Hallelujah. So we decree and declare that this battle, in this battle, no intrinsic or extrinsic weapon, be it emotional, financial, social, physical, psychological, interpersonal, spiritual, or organizational formed against us shall prosper. Cover our loins, Father God, the breastplate of righteousness to cover our heart and chest captivity, Father, the gospel of peace to cover our feet, Father, and the shield of faith to defensively and offensively cover our bodies, the helmet of salvation to cover our heads, the sword of the Spirit, hallelujah, which is the word of God. We come in the volume of the book that is written of us, your word. The fire in our tongue is your word. You come for our sound. Glory! Hallelujah. To the Most High God, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for making intercession for us on this day. Thank you, Lord, for always praying for us throughout the day. Forgive us of our sins. You're calling for our sins to be laid on the table. You are ever forgiving God. Yet in your word, you don't easily get mad. You don't even like to get mad at the people, especially those of the household of faith. But you will chasten us. And glory be to God. We thank you for the chastening. Because we know bad companies corrupt good manners, good character, Father God. Lead us and guide us to the plain path because of our enemies. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Cause a fresh supply of your spirit to fall upon us, Father God. Hallelujah. Anything we've said and done is truly not pleasing to you, Father. We ask you to forgive us from the root, from the core of it. Hallelujah. Yes, you said the cloak. The cloak that you have upon our shoulders, the cloak that you have when we put the hood on, the hood of faith, the hood of your word. The cloak be pure and righteous for you. So as we march, as our boots are on the ground, we march and we're covered, Father God, by you. Our words will not fall to the ground. They will have power. So we enforce your original plan and purposes over against the plans and the purposes of Satan. In the name of Jesus, we lift false burdens, remove feelings of heaviness, everything the enemy is telling us that we're not. I thank God your word says that we are more than conquerors. Holy, holy, holy. Every time the enemy lies and deceits into the face of the Most High God, the face of you, Father God, your people, the apple of your eye, whom you have vouched to be your peculiar people. We prohibit, hallelujah, demonic interception and interferences and resistance, anything that's trying to come against the minds of God's people. For what he say is so. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you are on notice. We cast every demonic lie that you have spoken to the pit of hell from which it came. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare by all the anointing that God has placed on our lives, all the anointing, the fresh supply of God's spirit upon our lives, rest and abide. We are more than conquerors. The tone of God is sure and firm. The voice of the Lord is mighty in battle. We are those voices. Tear down the camps of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Expose every deceitful thing that he's tried to do to cause the people to fall. We decree and declare any hindrances is denounced. We are liberated. So we forbid and disallow any further opposing activity that the enemy tries to do to tear down anything. We announce that it is God who is our King, our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, yes, we reverse every curse associated with the utterances that the enemy has placed. Turned into on the enemy's side as in Jude. Turn against the people of God. Any cults that have caused their minds to be trapped. Come against that spirit. Those utterances, and we decree and declare that they shall not stand. Take the cataracts off the eyes of those who have been blinded in this season, those overseas who think that they're fighting a war for man. ina aleriya nato ikina tashiriya na ikina kiriya ndariya noto ikina ikina bashandere rasikia. And not continue to go, for their eyes shall be scraped and the cataract shall come off and they shall see the lie. We decree and declare all the utterances, and we decree and declare that they shall not stand, they shall not come to pass, they shall not take root. And Lord, I decree and declare only by the power invested in me by you. Hallelujah. They're verbal, violent verbal dealings. Yes, will return to them. Hallelujah. They will be returned to them around their neck. And I speak to that spirit. Put a noose. We decree and declare that a noose has been placed around your neck. We decree and declare that your hands are tied, your feet bound. You are in a state of shock. You cannot move. You cannot tear down. We plead the blood of Jesus, the blood that saves. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Father, I ask you to confirm the words that I speak, the words that the prophetic speak, the words that your people speak, the nation. Hallelujah. Arrest those that operate in the spirit of Jezebel, the Baal. Cause them not to usurp your authority, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus, your own notice. Lying in the churches, lying on the job, prancing around, sit down. Your own notice. Tell us even more, Father. That mighty hand of God. We speak, hallelujah, we prohibit, we bind, cast out the blood of Jesus, prevail against satanic manifestations, abortion for every plan, cause an abortion for every plan, aborted right at the point of inception, that it has no power to grow. Father, you said, and I decree and declare, for your word gives us the power to do so, that we are not to fret ourselves against evildoers, neither be envious against the workers of iniquity. In the name of Jesus, we trust in you, Father. We delight ourselves in you, Father. We commit our ways to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We know you shall bring it to pass, all that you have promised us. Every prophetic word will not fall to the ground. It shall rise and perform and do what you have caused the prophets to speak out to do, even in our personal prayer time, where you have spoken words of encouragement, words of promotion. Promotion don't come from the east or the west, but from you. We know our promotion comes from you. The wicked will perish. We decree and declare that the wicked will perish. The enemies of the Lord shall be as fat of lambs. They shall be consumed into smoke. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, hallelujah, the smoke, they will be consumed away. Of the steps, yes, God, the steps of a good man are ordered by you. We delight our way in you, Father, because we know you are the way and the light. You bring us joy. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, when oppression and depression is seeping throughout the land, we still yet keep our hand in your hand because we know our Redeemer lives. We will see your hand in everything. We have been young and now we're old. Halavasona. We will never, never, never see the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. Continue to prosper us. I speak prosperity into the land, into each and every household on this land, on this line. Yes, God. Prosperity in each and every business. Prosperity in each and every idea. Starts with an idea. We plead the blood of Jesus over our ideas. We plead the blood of Jesus and we decree and declare that you have eyes on us, Father, that will cause prosperity. Shake them and wake them, Father. Hallelujah. As they hear our sound, as they hear our sound, as they see us on Facebook, as they see us in the media areas, as they see us in our everyday working, the jobs, that their eyes see us favorably, those in authority, hallelujah, and cause promotions. We know you're going to touch man. A good name is favored through you, Father. So touch the hearts of those in authority, those bosses and people who are in the higher places, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Cause them to see us in a favorable way and promote us during this season, during these dangerous times. Hope is in you. Our hope is in you. Our love is in you. Our joy is in you. Jesus, Jesus, clear the atmosphere. You are ever merciful, hallelujah. And you lend your seed. You lend. Yes. You lend and your seed is blessed. Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You said the meek will inherit the earth. Again, the kingdom age. We shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. We call on that peace, the kind of peace that passes all understanding to God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for all you're doing, all you have yet to do in our lives. Thank you, Lord, that the enemy has no power. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that we lift up our heads. Hallelujah. Keepers of the gates. And be lifted up forever, the age of abiding doors. King of glory. The Lord strong and mighty. Hallelujah. The Lord of hosts. Yes, God. May come in. Hallelujah. We thank and praise you, Father, that we announce, we decree and declare that we announce awareness. Hallelujah. We cannot be denied of what rightfully belongs to us. We have 2020 vision. We're moving, synchronized, and syncopated to the glories of you, Father. We have the victory. You win. In this fixed fight, you win. So we win. Nothing can be orchestrated without you. We give you all power and all glory. The enemy thinks he's winning, but nothing can be done without the powerful hand of God. He moves it away. I thank you, Lord. As you strengthen us, as your hand has been moved. If my people will humble themselves and pray, I will heal the land. Much prayer, much power. We win. Let every attack of retaliation fail. Let even among the enemies. Let all future diabolical take them in their own crafty and devious ways, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Tongues be divided. All negotiations at the secret society, all negotiations at the table be overturned. For the Lord thy God. HaMashiach, mighty name. Thank God. Amen. I am released.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father God. We thank you, God. We praise you, God. We bless you, God. Glory, hallelujah. We lift on high, Father God. We exalt your holy name, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we just come thanking you, God, for another day, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Another day, Father God, that we have never seen before, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, that this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, God, for the new mercy on this day, Father God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for the new favor on this day, Father God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for uncommon favor, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for new opportunities on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we just thank you, God, for all you've done, Father God, all that you're doing, Father God, even those things you're working on behind the scenes that we know nothing about, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for you moving to heaven. So, oh, God, on our behalf, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for the swift, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and quick manifestation of all you promised us, your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Now, Father God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for each and every person with the sound of my voice, Father God. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for the prayers that have gone up thus far, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're moving on these petitions, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You're moving, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in every situation and circumstance, Father God, in the lives of your people right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you're shifting out atmospheres right now, Father God. You're giving breakthroughs, releasing breakthroughs and turnarounds right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And you're moving by your spirit, Father God, in each and every one of our lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you will pour back into Evangelist Teasley, Father God, all that she has poured out on today, Father God. You will restore that virtue back to her, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You will pour down fresh oil upon her right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you even increasing the lung capacity, Father God, even as she blew, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. The sound of victory, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, into the atmosphere, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And her sound pierced through, oh, God, the spiritual world, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, break in. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, everything is not like you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Father God, I thank you right now that you've just given us strength, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, for you covering her and her family, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And for you meeting every one of her needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And I thank you, God, for Pastor Brown, Father God, on today, Father God. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for you moving on the things that concern her. I thank you, God, for you even, oh, God, answering her prayers, Father God, quickly, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. The prayers she have up for her family, Father God. The prayers she have up for others, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that when she pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that it shake up hell, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that when she pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that it break, oh, God, and destroy every chain and every shackle, Father God, glory, hallelujah, off of the lives of your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for the woman of God, and I thank you, God, for you moving her family, Father God. I thank you, God, for you moving, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, and everything that concern her, Father God, glory, hallelujah, taking her higher and deeper in your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, hallelujah, for even as she comes, oh, God, after me, Father God, I thank you, God, that you will restore strength to her body, Father God, and you will restore the virtue, Father God, and you will pour down fresh oil upon her even now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name. Now, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we ask, Father God, right now that you forgive us, Father God, of every sin, Father God, every sin of omission and every sin of commission, everything we've done and said that did not line up with your word, Father God, every thought, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We cast it down right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, we thank you, oh, God, for your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that hallelujah. In Isaiah 59:1, and it says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it can save. Oh, God, that it cannot save. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear. So, Father God, we just thank you, God, hallelujah, for soaking us and saturating us right now in the precious blood of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and healing us right now, forgiving us for all unrighteousness on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, for your saving grace, oh, God, and your forgiving power, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And, Father God, we pray right now, even as you're forgiving our sins, Father God, at this very moment in time, Father God, we thank you right now that you have tossed our sins, oh, God, behind your back in the sea of forgetfulness to remember them no more, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, we pray right now, oh, God, that you would even help us, oh, God, to forgive others, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, of their trespasses against us, Father God, because we know that your word says, oh, God, that if we don't forgive others, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you won't forgive us, and we need your forgiveness, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, every moment, every second, every hour of our day, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God, that you're creating us right now, a clean heart and a right spirit within, Father God, and you're allowing the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart to be acceptable in your sight. For, Lord, you are our strength and you are our redeemer, oh, God. And we just give you praise and glory and honor, Father God. And we pray right now, Father God, for the hedge of protection, oh, God, around us, your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Standing on your word, Father God, in 2 Thessalonians 3:3, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from, oh, God, the evil one. Hallelujah. Oh, God, so we pray right now, Father God, that you will forgive, that you will protect us from sickness, Father God, disease, oh, God, disasters, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and every plan and plot of the enemy, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. And we're giving you praise and glory and honor, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, for just giving us direction on this day, Father God, in the days ahead, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And we stand on your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah. In Psalm 32:8, it says, I will instruct you in, oh, God, teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that your eye is watching over us, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for you, oh, God, leading us in the way that we should go, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, don't let us turn to the left or to the right, Father God, glory, hallelujah, without you telling us so, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, let us, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, move according, oh, God, hallelujah, to your consent and your counsel, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just want to bless you and praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for even raising up our discernment, Father God, glory, hallelujah. On this day, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for you even opening our eyes, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and magnifying our spiritual sight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for you even opening our ears on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and amplifying our hearing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God, because you said in your word that your sheep know your voice, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and a stranger's voice they will not turn to, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, so we just thank you, God, for what you're doing in our lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and Father God, hallelujah, we pray, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God, for a more solid relationship with you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God, you said in your word, Father God, that if we draw nigh to you, you draw nigh to us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God, and then you said if we abide in you, you'd abide in us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, so Father God, help us, Father God, on this day, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to, oh God, have a deeper relationship with you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, let it be a right relationship, Father God, and not a religious relationship, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. But draw us nearer to you, Father God, as we press in, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, if we get enough, oh God, a place with you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, of devotion, Father God, and meditation, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and prayer, Father God. Help us to pray without ceasing in this hour, Father God, and speak to you, Father God, and dialogue with you, and talk with you, and take time with you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, and we're standing on your word, Father God, in 1 Corinthians 10 and 12, it says, therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Don't let any of us fall in the season. Father God, glory, hallelujah. But help us, Father God, to keep pressing in, Father God, and pressing towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we pray for your grace. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. And Father God, we stand on your word in Titus 3 and 7. It says, because of his grace, he made us right in his sight and gave us confidence that we will inherit eternal life. So we thank you for your grace, oh God, that covers us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, that wraps around us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you that your grace is to made sufficient, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in every situation and every circumstance, oh God, that we come up against, Father God. And we just want to bless you, God. We want to praise you, God. We want to honor you today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we're lifting up the sick on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We pray right now that you would touch right now, oh God. Then from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, Father God, we do release the healing balm of Gilead over your people today, Father God, because surely there is still balm of Gilead, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So we touch right now. We're binding up right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Those dealing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, with the colds and the fleas, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We send it to the pit of hell right now, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We're binding up sinus issues, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we're binding up, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Coronavirus, Father God, and every variant, Father God. We send it back to the dry place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we binding up those dealing with cancer, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, of all kinds, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we cancel, oh, God, hallelujah, and send back to the dry place every cancerous cell right now, Father God. And we seek your healing virtue, oh, God, flowing from them from the top of the head to the bottom of the feet, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. We binding up right now, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Those with high blood pressure, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We command that blood pressure to stabilize right now, Father God, and come under, oh, God, the obedience of your word, Father God, right now, as referenced to Isaiah 53 and 5, where it says, by his stripes they were healed. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. For the healing flowing right now, Father God, even over those, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, with respiratory issues, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, to God, right now, oh, God, that you're touching right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, the lung capacity, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that we thank you, God, that fluid in the lungs is being dejected, Father God, out of the lungs and cast into the fiery sea right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. We thank you, God, for you touching right now, even those with diabetes, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We command those blood sugars to line up with your word, Father God. We command those A1C levels to line up with your word, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And we speak to the pancreas, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, of the diabetics, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we command it, Father God, to pump his own insulin, Father God, just how you designed that pancreas to do, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God, that diabetes is being passed into the fire we see right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We pray, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. For those, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, dealing with, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, tumors in their body, Father God. Tumors of all kinds, Father God. We command them to shrink right now and dry up and go back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Cysts and, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we command them cysts and dry up right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. And we pray right now, Father God, for those, oh, God, hallelujah, having heart trouble, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We pray right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you would touch right now the heart, Father God, that you would heal the heart, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We cancel heart attacks. We cancel, Father God, chest pain, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We cancel those palpitations, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that you are divinely aligning, oh God, the heart rhythm, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you, God, the congestive heart failure is being cast in the fire we see in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we're giving you praise and we're giving you glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you're even opening up the heart valves today, Father God, and you're even unclogging the arteries today in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we cancel, Father God, every surgery, oh, God, concerning the heart, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, because, oh, God, you are divinely aligning the heart right now. You're restructuring it, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we command those holes in the heart to close right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor, oh, God. We thank you, God, for touching the kidneys today, Father God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, that you're causing the kidneys to function exactly how you designed them to function, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And you're resetting the kidneys. You're restoring the kidney capacity, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that even right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, somebody's kidneys is being repaired, oh, God, and they will not need that dialysis any longer, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. For you are worthy and you are able, Father God, and somebody on the donor list, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The phone is ringing now, oh, God, saying, come get your kidney, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, that it will be compatible, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to the body, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. And even after, oh, God, the transfer, they will not have any more kidney problems, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, because your divine healing is flowing over them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we thank you, God, hallelujah, oh, God, that you're touching right now the liver, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You're repairing that liver, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That liver, oh, God, that was severed, Father God. Oh, God, you're causing it to be repaired right now and made brand new, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And it is functioning exactly how you designed it to function, Father God. Oh, God, expelling the toxins out of the body, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and Father God, touch those dealing with thyroid issues, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We command, Father God, glory, hallelujah, the thyroid to align with your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We command, oh, God, that underactive thyroid to stabilize, Father God, and that overactive thyroid to stabilize, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, we do thank you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're touching right now that digestive tract. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're moving on those issues in the esophagus, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We binding up that acid reflux disease, Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you're moving down to the stomach cavity right now, Father God, and you're touching right now, Father God, you're healing, oh, God, that stomach pain, Father God, that nausea, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that gastritis right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you're doing away with it and casting it into the fire. We see in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you that you're touching even the abdominal pain right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That pain, oh, God, on the right side, Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, of the abdominal cavity, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, we thank you that you're healing it right now. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, you're going into that female anatomy, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, you're healing right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you're resetting the female anatomy, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you that the cervical cancer is cast into the fiery sea. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that the ovarian cancer is cast into the fiery sea. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, that the uterine cancer is being cast into the fiery sea. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We give you praise and glory and honor, Father God, for the fibroid tumors dissolving right now, Father God. The cyst on the ovaries, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Dissolving right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you, God, that prostate cancer, oh God, hallelujah, is taking its rightful place into the fiery sea right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, we thank you, God, for regulating the bowels today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that irritable bowel syndrome is being cast into the fiery sea in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. That, oh, active vows, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That you're setting it right now in order, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Those loose vows, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That constipation, Father God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're moving. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we're touching those vows right now in every capacity, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you're moving into the colon area, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we cancel the colon cancer right now. Oh, God, we cast those polyps into the fire. We see right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you for the cleanse of the colon right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. And touch right now, Father thank God, the eyes today, Father God. Somebody's eyes. Thank you, God. Touch the eyes right now, Father God, that blurry vision. Oh, God, we cast it into the fiery sea right now. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that you're dissolving the glaucoma and the cataracts, oh, God, and it's taking its right place into the fiery sea, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for restoring the vision, Father God, 2020 vision, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. Now touch right now, Father God, the memory on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that memory. Oh, God, Lord, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for stabilizing it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, that short-term memory, you're bringing it back, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. And that long-term memory, oh, God, Lord, Father God, you're bringing it back right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. And in touch right now that cellular system, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, heal right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We cancel, oh, God. Hallelujah, every free radical, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, dear God, that you're regenerating cells right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the T-cell levels are coming up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Stabilize, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. We thank you, God, for you touching the muscular system on today, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. For you are worthy, Father God. We cancel those muscle spasms, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God. Muscle functioning right now. We speak it over your people right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. And we cancel right now, oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, those spasms in the nervous system, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We cancel, oh God, those flare-ups of the nerves, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, that you're moving all over the nervous system today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. And you're repairing, oh, God, damaged nerves, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you're working on the nerve endings, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for, oh, God, even the bone moving up and down the spine today. That cervical spine, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you're stabilizing it right now. You're repairing it right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for the balm moving down to the lumbar spine, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we give you praise and glory, honor that MS is being cast into the fiery sea right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that arthritis have got to go right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, all pain is leaving right now, leaving the body right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we bind it up to the spirit of infirmity. Oh, God, and we send it back to the dry place right now. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Now touch the minds of your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we're binding up, Father God, and casting out, Father God. Oh, God, fear on today, Father God, and we release faith over the people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We're binding up right now depression and oppression, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We're pulling the people out of the pit of depression and oppression right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we release. Oh, God, faith, we release. Oh, God, joy, we release. Oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, hope over your people today. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory to your name, Father God, and we bind up every suicide thought right now, every thought of suicide, Father God, glory, hallelujah. That spirit of suicide, we murder you right now, we cast you into the fiery sea. Lift yourself off of God's people right now and take your rightful place in the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak life and life more abundantly, oh God, over your people, hallelujah. God, hallelujah. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor, oh God, glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that you for peace of mind, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Peace of mind, Father God. You said in your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that if we keep our mind stayed on you, you will keep us in perfect peace. Oh God, so we release your peace over the minds over your people today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, we binding up, Father God, glory, hallelujah, the mental health disorders, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. Oh God, we give you praise, oh God, that bipolar disorder is taking its rightful place in the pit of hell right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, that anxiety is taking its rightful place in the pit of hell, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you that schizophrenia, Father God, and paranoia has taken a rightful place in the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that dissociative disorder, Father God, glory, hallelujah, or split personality, Father God, glory, hallelujah, has taken its rightful place in the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, that you're moving, oh God, glory, hallelujah, over the minds of your people right now. We're binding up right now hallucinations, oh God, glory, hallelujah. We're binding up delusions right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, mania has got to go right now back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah. We're giving you praise, oh God. We're giving you glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, for stabilizing the mind on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we thanking you, God, hallelujah. Oh God, for hallelujah, even the carnal mindset being cast into the fiery sea on today, Father God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for that divine mind transplant right now that's taking place over us, your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And you've given us the mind of Christ Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you just moving over every illness, every sickness, every disease, every disorder, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. HIV, we cast it into the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Herpes, we cast it into the fiery sea right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Leukemia, Father God, is leaving right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. We're giving you praise. We're giving you glory. Hallelujah. For making the people healthy and whole this day, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you that whom the Son set free is free indeed, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we bless you and we praise you, Father God. Now, Father God, we pray for the homeless one today, Father God. We pray that you open doors that no man can close for them, Father God. We pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're releasing homes, oh, God, and places to dwell in, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Permanent situations, housing situations, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you for keys being placed in our hands today, Father God. Keys to their home, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you're giving them a new leash on life, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for, oh, God, hallelujah, for you just shifting the atmosphere for them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Giving them fresh starts, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We praise you, God, for you feeding the hungry on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for you filling their cupboards, Father God. For you filling the refrigerators, Father God. For you filling their bellies, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for how you have your, oh, God, your servants, oh, God, centered in the four corners of the earth, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and you're commissioning them to go, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And feed the hungry, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, that none of your people shall go lacking in this hour, in this time period, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you for wealth and riches, oh God, falling upon the people, Father God. I thank you for the wealth portals opening, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, because you've already stored up the wealth of the riches for the righteous, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you that you're making us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Oh God, I thank you for you making us the lenders and not the borrowers, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And I thank you, God, for your downloaded witty inventions. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. Entrepreneurship over your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for them taking ownership, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, of homes and, oh God, glory, hallelujah, businesses, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, I release it right now over your people, oh God. I release, oh God, millionaire status. I release billionaire status over your people right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And I thank you, God, that businesses are prospering, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, open the floodgates right now. Open the floodgates of heaven right now and pour down blessings upon the people, Father God. They don't even have room enough to receive, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, I give you praise and glory and honor, and I thank you, God, this atmosphere is now conducive for blessings, oh God. Breakthroughs, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Deliverance and salvation, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, I give you praise, oh God, for restoration, oh God, for how you're restoring the people, Father God. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. Restoring their health, oh God. Restoring their wealth, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, restoring everything. Oh God, hallelujah, that the enemy has stolen. Oh God, we kick the, oh my God, we kick, oh God, hallelujah, the junk card in heaven. I'm in hell open, oh God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we retrieve everything that the enemy has stolen from your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and we're blessing you right now that it is so. Oh God, it is so, it is so, it is so. And Satan, we put you on notice right now. Fall back right now on your side of the life. Take your hands off of God's people right now. They don't belong to you. They belong to the Most High God. Move out of the way right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you right now. Rebuke you right now. Oh God, hallelujah. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for what you're doing right now. We bind up every trick, every trap, every ploy, every plan of the enemy. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. We bind up, Father God, glory, hallelujah, every opposing force, oh God, hallelujah, that will come up against your people right now, Father God. Oh God, hallelujah, we're binding up, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, we're binding up the witchcraft on this in this hour, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, and that destruction that lays waste at noonday, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that that white magic and the black magic, oh God, is being cast into the fiery sea right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that the voodoo and the hoodoo, oh God, and the hexes and the vexes are being cast into the fiery sea right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, God, that the taboos are being cast into the fiery sea right now, Father God. We thank you that the hocus pocus, oh God, is being canceled and cast into the fiery sea right now. We binding up that Santeria, and we send it back to the dry place right now. That Obia, oh God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you that spells and curses are being broken right now with the breaker's anointing, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that the incantations are being broken right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we just give you praise, oh God, for whom the sun sets free is free indeed. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, that you're rising up right now and scattering every enemy, Father God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that the gates of hell will not prevail against your people, Father God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up in judgment shall be condemned. We thank you for your word that says, suffer not the witch to live. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. And we just praise you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for your word that says, they that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So we thank you, God, for safety on today, Father God, covering our families, covering our homes, covering our possessions on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Covering our friends, oh, God. Covering our colleagues, Father God. Covering our ministries, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, for you are worthy and you are able, Father God, hallelujah, to do all things but fail. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and Father God, we pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for our overseer on today, Dr. LaRon Matthews. We pray that you cover him right now, that you keep him right now, that you strengthen him right now, that you speak to his mind right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we bind up the hands of the enemy, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. That would, oh, God, attempt to launch a fiery dart at him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We reach up right now, Father God, and we cast those darts right back down to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, that you just covered them. Oh, God, you strengthen them, Father God. You're pouring down fresh oil upon them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You're downloading new wisdom from on high, Father God. You're downloading, oh, God, mysteries, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. You're unlocking, oh, God, codes to them, Father God, to bring about to your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and you're taking them higher and deeper in your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for his food is blessed, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. His water is blessed, Father God. We thank you, God, that his feet is blessed. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that everywhere his feet tread, oh, God, shall be blessed, Father God. It is blessed. We thank you, God, that his hand is blessed, oh, God. And we thank you, God, for you blessing the work of his hands right now, Father God. We thank you, God, for you meeting every one of his needs while you're rich in glory in Christ Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for wealth portals opening up over top of him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you for the open heaven that's upon him right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, for you covering his family, his parents, Father God, his children, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, the grandchildren, the siblings, oh, God, the aunties and uncles, Father God, the nieces and nephews, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. The brother-in-laws and sisters-in-laws, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Do it now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, you know what he had need of, Father God. Do it now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, move like a mighty rushing wind, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. And we cancel every delay, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we cancel every bombardment of the enemy, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Every attack of the enemy. Oh, God, we drive it back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you praise and glory and honor for the man of God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the ministry, Father God, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, Father God, LaRon Matthews Ministry, Father God, even as we prepare, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, for the 8th year celebration, Father God, we thank you, God, for the mighty move, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, over the people, Father God, and over the services, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, oh, God, for you moving even on the speakers, Father God, dropping a rhema word in their mouth, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that everything shall operate in decency and order, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we pray for the leadership, oh, God, here, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, for Rita Bryant, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We pray a special blessing over, Father God. Bless her, oh, God, in a special way, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for all that she's doing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to uphold and lift the man of hand, God's hands up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, all that she do, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, bless her, Father God. Bless her family. Cover her, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, cover, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, Administrator Bullock, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, for another year of life for her, Father God. Bless her beyond measure on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And cover all your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, attached to this ministry, all the leaders, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. All the leaders in the local assembly, Father God. The covenant partners, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. All the leaders all across the land, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, bless them and their families, Father God. Move by your spirit for them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just thank you and praise you, God. And we thank you, God, that while we're yet speaking, you've already answered. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thanking you, God, glory, hallelujah, that the retaliation and backlash, oh, God, because of these prayers and praises, oh, God, and petitions, Father God, is falling back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we give you praise and glory and honor. We thank you in Jesus' mighty name. We pray amen and amen, hallelujah, and glory, glory, glory to your name.
God, hallelujah, wonderful Savior, mighty God that you are. We bless your name today, Lord God, and we glorify you and we magnify you. We thank you for the intercessors that have already prayed. We ask that you would pour back into them all that they poured out today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in behalf of your people, pulling down and plucking up and rooting up those things, oh God, that did not belong in that place, oh God, to snare the people of God in the name of Jesus, and releasing, oh God, the word and the power and the authority of the Spirit, hallelujah, spoken through them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for healing, for deliverance, for canceling the works of the enemy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We just want to thank you this morning, Lord God, this afternoon, God, in the power of prayer. And we pray, God, for every person that's listening in today, Lord, those that took the time out to come to the prayer line, God, that receive the invitation to pray with us today, to touch and agree with us, even those, our brothers and sisters, oh God, in the body of Christ, across the waters, Lord God, in Sierra Leone, Gandhi, and to other places in Paris, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, everywhere that the Spirit of the Lord has opened the ear to hear, Lord God, and to receive. We just want to thank you today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We stand in agreement with all that's been prayed, Lord God, has been released for healing of the body, the mind, the spirit, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for canceling the assignments, oh God, to bring delay or to stop the visions that you have given the people of God, in the name of Jesus, for lack of faith and doubt. We cast it down and we cast it out in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for making every provision. For you said you shall provide for us, oh God, and you shall give us the things that are needed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Supply everything for us, oh God, according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for soundness of mind, soberness of mind. We just want to bless your name today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for the prophet of the Lord that has spoken on us line, Lord God, that brings the people into the light, oh God, in the name of Jesus, by the things that you have revealed to him, to reveal to them, Lord God, the true picture of the things that are going on, so that they don't walk in fear, but stand in faith, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they will know the direction in which you are taking them in, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and not to give up, but to hold on and to stand forth. We thank you, Lord God, for the visionary of this line, Lord God, that you're blessing him and you're strengthening him, and whatever he's got to, before him today, Lord God, you are moving him in the direction that you want him to go, and you are bringing him out victorious, Lord God, no matter what the situation is. We thank you right now. We thank you for speaking into him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and thank you for his obedience, oh God, and his integrity to release that what you said, Lord God, not to add to nor take away, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, God, for the hearts and the minds of the people, Lord God, everywhere, to be open to the prophetic word, Lord God, to the man of God that is speaking, Lord, for you said, believe the prophet and so shall they prosper, because you are speaking into him, Lord God. We thank you for the vessels that you release on this line, Lord God, the intercessors that move into the intercession, oh God, and to go into the realm of the Spirit and to pray, oh God, and to pull down in the name of Jesus those things that belong to your people, Lord God, the healing virtues that they've been praying, God. We pray that their faith has released, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And you said, according to your faith, be it unto you. So we decree even now, God, in the name of Jesus, those healings are taking place right now in the name of Jesus. Those deliverances are taking place right now, Lord God. Those decisions that need to be made and acknowledged by you, Lord God, that they are taking the direction in which you said, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, that you're shaking a world, God. You're shaking open those prison walls of the mind, oh God, that's trying to hold them captive, Lord God, and that of the heart, Lord God, of unforgiveness we cast down and cast out, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We bless your name today, Lord God, and we pray, oh God, and we shake the very presence of yoke, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to destroy the yokes and break the fetters, Lord God, so that your people, oh God, can go through those portals that you are opening up, Lord God, those doors, oh God, that they've been praying for elevation on their jobs, Lord God, elevation, oh God, in the different areas of their lives, in their spiritual lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that it is so right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that need need, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you are supplying right now, because you are Jehovah Jireh of that house, oh God, of that apartment, Lord God, of that transportation, Lord God. There is nothing too hard for you and nothing too small. You are touched with every one of our infirmities. You are touched with everything in our lives, Lord. You want us to have the abundance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But you told us in your word to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto us. So, Father, cause your people to come into that place of where you are, to come into your presence, Lord, to come into that place of humility, Lord God, to fall down, Lord God, and acknowledge you, God, and call upon the name of the living God. For you, oh God, have the answer to all things, Lord God, that everything that they desire, oh God, is connected and hinged upon you, their family, their marriages, oh God, their businesses, oh God, their ministry, oh God. If it had not been for you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, it would not have been. And they can do nothing without you, Lord. Move up on them even now, God, in the name of Jesus, and cause the deliverances to come, Lord God. Everything needed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Everything prayed, oh God, we thank you. We have the confidence that you heard us, Lord God, and that you're moving for us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that you're keeping us, oh God, from danger seen and unseen. We just want to bless your name this morning, Lord, this afternoon, Lord God. We pray, God, for those that are across the waters, Lord God, that you're moving in their behalf, Lord God, that you're moving in the ministry, in their governments, their God, in the name of Jesus. That they are finding favor, oh God, the favor of God for them in the name of Jesus. Protection, hallelujah. You're releasing your legions of angels everywhere, Lord God. Hallelujah. Covering your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, even for those that are suffering through wars and the troubles of this earth, the things that they're having to face, Lord God, even for this season, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for this moment of time, that your hand is in it, oh God, for those that are innocent, Lord God, for those that are weak, oh God, you are making them strong, Lord God, but those that are overpowering and that desire to have all power and to be in the place of God and take that place, oh God, we cast that down, Lord God, we cast that mind down, we cast that spirit down, in the name of Jesus. You are God and the only one God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, hallelujah, that your people are calling up on your name everywhere, Lord God, and you are hearing and you are answering, and let them be patient and wait patiently upon you, Lord God, so that they'll be able to mount up with wings as eagles, Lord God, and they'll be able to run and not faint. Hallelujah, glory to God. They will not fall, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bless your name today. We glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you for the capacity of this line, Lord God, of the fivefold ministries that stand in integrity, that will teach and preach, oh God, that will equip your people, Lord, and bring them to health and reset them, restore them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they're not throwing in the towel, but they are standing with the bloodstained banner of Christ. They are proclaiming the word of the Lord. They're not adding to nor taking from, Lord God, but they are hearing what thus saith the Lord, and they're speaking to your people. They're equipping them, Lord God. They're teaching them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, so that they can be of service to you, Lord God, in the fullness, lacking nothing, in the vocal shot, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for the power and the authority that you release to us through the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, to decree and declare your word, in the name of Jesus, and we shall, oh God, in the name of Jesus, see the manifestation of it, in the name of Jesus, and give you glory and give you praise, even in the midst of it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the miracle working power of your hand. We thank you, Lord, for speaking, hallelujah, in the land and causing a shaking, oh God, to wake up your people, that cause them to hear and to move forward, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our government, oh oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they would do the same, Lord God. We pray for our mayors, our governors, Lord. We pray for the president of the United States, that they would have the trueness of the spirit of God, Lord God, not having a form of God and denying the power thereof, not looking to their own selves, Lord God, not trying to lead the people of their own accord, Lord God, but as we stand in the gap and make up the hedge, Lord God, and we make up the prayers and the supplications we give unto you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, so that we can live a quiet and a peaceable life, because our leadership, oh God, have sought also, Lord God, have come into peace with you, Lord God, and peace with one another. Father, we thank you right now. We glorify you and we magnify you. We thank you for the man of God. We thank you for Prophet Ron Matthews. We thank you for his health and strength. We thank you, Lord God, for his mind, oh God, that is lifted to you, Lord, and a heart toward you, Lord, and a love for you, Lord God, and a love for your people. We thank you that his family is blessed, his children are blessed with health and strength, oh God, lacking nothing, healed in their minds, healed in their bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and their spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for his father and mother, strengthening them and healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, fortifying them and holding them together, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the peace of God and the strength of God, the joy of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for his siblings, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they will be healed in every capacity, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they will say yes to your will and yes to your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you will cause them to come into the now, Lord God, and release that which is of the past, Lord God, and be healed and be delivered and be set free, God, and walk according to the word of God, in the name of Jesus, and the ministries that you're calling them to. Father, we just want to bless your name today. We ask that you will continue to bless his grandchildren and strengthen them with good health, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Quicken their minds and their hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to receive teaching and training, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, hallelujah, for all things, Lord God, that you're adding to the man of God. You're releasing, oh God, even the carnal things, oh God, as he pours out the spiritual things, Lord God, looking the hearts of men and women every day, God, in the name of Jesus, that you're touching them to support him, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in prayer, hallelujah, to take the time out, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and to consult you, their duties toward the man of God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to bless you and glorify you and magnify you, that you're leaving him lacking nothing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we bless you for releasing the vessel and the gift that you've given us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in this season, in this time, oh God, in the name of Jesus, where the prophetic is much needed, oh God. We need the prophet. Lord, we thank you right now, and we glorify you and we magnify you for the word that you're about to release, oh God. If there be any, oh God, on this line, let them not have a drawback spirit, but let them release, thus says the Lord, hallelujah, to equip and to help your people to stand strong, oh God, in this hour, to get the answers that they need for their visions and their dreams, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to answer those things that they have been asking you for, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we thank you for the presence of you on this line this afternoon, and we thank you for the power of prayer that you released, oh God, hallelujah, was released unto you, hallelujah, that you might release, hallelujah, back unto us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, answering, hallelujah, in our hearts and in our spirit, oh God, that which we need to know, Lord God, releasing over this line the word of God, in the name of Jesus, the prophetic word, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you're sealed it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that there be no backlash, no retaliation, that your people are standing forth as a mighty army, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they're not fortified in anything but faith, oh, in the name of Jesus, no fear, in the name of Jesus, and we give you glory, and we give you praise, and we honor you, we bless the woman of God, the administrator, Lord God, we thank you for her, Lord, we thank you for her health and strength, we thank you for her family, we thank you for releasing today, we thank you for what you're doing in her, Lord, we just give thanks for the people of God everywhere, we thank you, oh God, for our life, health, and strength, we thank you, Lord God, for the intercessors everywhere, Lord God, that you will strengthen them and keep them on the wall. Hallelujah. And we give you praise and we give you glory. We decree and declare and come in agreement that it all is done and all is well. And it is so in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It is so in Jesus' name. Cover and release unto them even the greater, the more in the name of Jesus. And it is so in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior. Glory to God. I don't know. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We bless the Lord for the power of prayer this afternoon. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to give, hallelujah, Jesus, any of our intercessors that have prayed on the line this morning, this afternoon, any of you that has a word that God has given you to release on this line at this time, we're asking you to star six your phone. Give us your first name if you don't recognize your voice. Please give us your name and release what that saith the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. Our prophet Roman will not be on the line today. He's probably listening in a little bit, but he has some other things he has to take care of. So we are standing in the gap this afternoon. If there is a word from anyone on this line, on this conference line, prayer line this morning, this afternoon, please release that which God has given you. You do have to start fix your phone. Bless you
praise
today.
Go ahead. God bless you. Pastor Brown, God bless everybody on the line today. I just hear the Lord saying that he's moving on the matters that concern each and every person. He's heard the prayers. He sees, he knows, he's heard it, and he's moving on the matters that concern the people today, and he's moving swiftly, he's moving quickly. Don't fret, just trust him. And then I'm picking up, like, knee pain, somebody having problems with their knees. God is touching your knees right now. He's healing those knees right now. He's healing them right now. He's giving you strength in your knees, and he's taking the pain away. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the right ear, right ear, the right ear, the right ear. Mm-hmm. The right ear, he's touching the ear. He's touching the right ear. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His virtue is flowing. Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Hallelujah. The stomach pain is leaving. Stomach pain is leaving right now. Stomach pain is leaving right now. Hallelujah. Oh, God, the neck, he's touching the neck right now. The neck, the neck, the neck. And the hands, the hands, the hands, the hands. He's healing the hands right now. He's healing someone's hands right now. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. 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 And someone needs a lump sum right now, a lump sum of money because they backed up in the rent. God is releasing that. He said, don't worry, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. He said it's already done. It's already done. All you need to do is trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. And whoever it is having some issues with their child, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. He said he's turning it around. That child will begin to listen. That child will begin to be obedient. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. He's doing it now. Hallelujah. He's doing it now. Hallelujah. Watch their speech change. Watch their speech change, the way they've been talking. My God, the way they've been popping off and snapping. Watch it all change. God is doing it right now. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. For he is worthy. He is able. He is able. Hallelujah. He is able. Ay, Hashem, that are also called. Yeah, I see it. Thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. 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 And someone's tires on their car. He said, I'm doing it. 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 Mm-hmm. New tires. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to cost you much. Hallelujah. He's doing it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for doing it for your people on today. Hallelujah. Oh, you're worthy, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 Worthy Master. Oh, you're worthy, God. Hallelujah. You're worthy. Hallelujah. And he's settling court situations. Court situations, he's settling them. He's throwing out bogus charges. Oh, God. And he's dealing with that unjust judge. The unjust judge. He's going to deliver you. He's going to vindicate you. Hallelujah. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm talking to somebody. That court situation, those charges will be cast out in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. And we just thank God, hallelujah, for what he's doing because he's moving on behalf of his people. Yay! All you got to do is believe him. Believe him. Trust him. That's all you got to do is trust him. Get in a place of worship. Just worship and praise him, and he'll do the rest. He'll do the rest. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for the word being released by Prophetess Tracy Pollard today. Hallelujah. God does see and he does know and he is moving swiftly. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The virtue of his healing, virtue is flowing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everything is hinged on God, our families, our children. Everything we need, bless the name of the Lord God. We bless you. Hallelujah. Nothing's too hard and nothing's too small, even to the tires on your car. Hallelujah. And that court system, hallelujah, we receive all things that's spoken this morning. Hallelujah. We come in agreement, and it is so in Jesus' name. Amen. And to those that it apply, you need to give God some glory, give God some praise, and even you can call in, hallelujah, and give us your praise report. We will praise God right along with you. God bless you. God bless you. Evangelist Teasley.
Yes, yes. Praise God. Such an agree with the prophetess Tracy. Hallelujah. We prosper wherever we turn. Glory be to God. We are a magnet for blessings. We're a magnet for money. Hallelujah. And all the needs be met. I stand with you. Glory be to God. I go back to some of the prayer, glory be to God, what the Lord spoke to me after I got off the line, that he spoke to me out of Psalms 29 about his voice. And he said that the voice of the Lord echoes over the oceans and the glorious Lord God thunders over above the roar of the raging sea. And the voice is mighty and marvelous. It breaks up the cedars of Lebanon. So we thank God that he's letting us know that he is breaking up everything foul that the enemy is doing. There's nothing he don't see, there's nothing he don't hear. And he also brought me back to when I prayed some time ago about Nehemiah. He spoke that again today, that our enemies heard that we knew about their plot against us and that God had frustrated their plan. So we all returned back to the wall. We all returned back to what we're doing and not to stop doing what God is calling you to do when these peerless words come through the media and whatnot and cause you to feel paralyzed, like, what are we even doing all this for? You know, that kind of insidious thought. He's telling you, keep your hand on the wall, keep plowing, keep doing what he's calling you to do, because he said out of Psalm 37 today, for yet in a little while the wicked shall not be, yes, yes, you shall diligently consider his place, and it shall not be.
it shall not be. So he has so much word that he's speaking through us and to, that he's getting to us, because he's letting us know these things are to be. These swarms and all these different things that's coming are to be. But don't take your hand off the plow. He's already showed us that the enemy knows that we know him. And every time he raises up his filthy head to get at you, go ahead and bring that word back at him. And he's got to fall. He's got to go back to the pits of hell where he comes from. The noose is around his neck, and he's being strangled by his own word. As long as you speak up and denounce his acts. So I thank God for his thunderous voice in all that he's doing in our lives, that he is destroying the hand of the enemy, and he's causing us to pray. Much prayer, much power. No prayer, no power. The power is in your tongue. The thunder and fire is in your tongue. In Jesus' name, keep praying, because God got us. We're more than conquerors. Amen.
Amen. We receive the word of the Lord today. Amen. We prosper wherever we turn. Amen. It is God's will and his desire for us to prosper. As we walk in obedience and keep his commandments and his statutes, so shall we prosper and have good success. And that's just beginning with spiritually, so your walk will be prosperous in the spirit, and you will have good success in the things that God has given you to do to go forward in. And Matthew, it tells us in 6:33, as we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his desires for our hearts and desires for our will of our life, our destiny, then all the other things will be added. So we prosper wherever we turn. The enemy has no authority over us unless God gives him a season to try us in something or not. But we come out victorious because he has already won the victory. Amen. Trust in the Lord. Lean and depend on him. Don't move from him. Don't let go. Keep moving forward. Don't look at the situation. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Glory to God. Keep your heart in tune to his word and his sound, because his word will not return to him empty nor void. It will accomplish everything that he said to you, and everywhere where he sent it, in that place where he sent it, is going to be accomplished. Trust in the Lord. Don't lean to your own understanding. Look to him, acknowledge him in everything, and God will lead you into the pathway and into the truth of where you're supposed to go. He wants you to have the desires of your heart, and when you love God first, your desires are the desires that he has for you. God bless you, people of God. Anyone else this morning, this afternoon? Does anyone else have a word that God has given them to release on the line, even a word of encouragement?
Good afternoon. Blessings, Pastor Brown,
yes.
And all that's on the line. This is Prophetess Tina.
God bless you, Prophetess Tina.
The Lord said to me this morning, blessed assurance. He wants us to understand his assurance and not insurance. Many people get that word confused. It's not the insurance of him, it's the assurance, because his word has assured our destiny and where he wants us to go. So he said his hand is upon us, and as we journey through this life, and we need to remember the salvation of who he is, and remember he's answering our prayers, and he's given us the victory over the plots and plans of the enemy. He's also said he's resetting us. Many are going back to old ways, but said he doesn't want us back in old ways. He's resetting us to go into the things that he has for us to prosper in the land. Even the visions are going to come back to those that have gotten distracted of what's going on in the land. He's resetting your mind back to him. So stay in his word, stay to the promises that he's shown you, and stay to the visions that he's also shown you, he says. Amen.
Amen. We receive the word from Prophetess Tina today. Blessed assurance, A-S-S-U-R-A-N-C, assurance. Hallelujah. Destiny is in the assurance of his word. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have victory over the enemy, and he is resetting us. And the visions are coming back. We have to stay true to what God is speaking to us and showing us to do. Amen. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Tina, for releasing that, and we receive the word of the Lord. Amen. Anyone else this morning, this afternoon?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay.
Go ahead. Amen. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, because I know it's two people there. Go ahead, whoever's talking before me. Go ahead.
I had one more thing that God gave me, Pastor Brown, and he said that someone received a denial letter for something they applied for, but there's an approval letter on the way.
Hallelujah.
So don't fret. There's an approval letter on the way. Quickly as you open up that denial letter, there's an approval letter already in the mail on the way to you. Amen.
Amen. When God says yes, no man can say no. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Sister Prophetess, for bringing that back. Amen. Okay, go ahead, the next person that was on.
Yes, thank you so much. Blessed to you, Pastor Brown, and to everyone on the line. This is Toy from California.
God bless you, Toy.
God bless you. And I received the word from Prophetess, for everyone who spoke. Praise God. I thank God for each and every one of you. I received the word of God from God's prophets. Thank you. And, you know, I just, we're all in the vein because everybody's talking about the word victory, and that's what God has been placed upon my heart. He has given me the word victory. Because, you know, I was thinking about the battlefield and the warfare that has escalated. I don't know for anybody else, but I know the warfare around me has escalated. But, and then when you're in a battle and war, I think that it's going to be a defeat and it's going to be victory. So God began to speak to me on the victory portion of it. That's what we have with him, of course, because he's never defeated. We have to understand that. That's why he gave us in Joshua, I believe that's what it was, where it was, I think, when he said we don't have to wait for the battle to be over. We can shout right now. And then as believers, I began to speak to me and say that we pray and believe God from a place of victory. So we already have victory. That's why I say I'm always good, because all things work together for the good. For those who are the call, who are the call according to his purposes, it's good with God. And that's what God is saying. He's saying that in this hour, God is saying, walk in your victory because we've already won. And praise God for that. I just thank God that the kingdom is not common, that it does unusual things. God does unusual things that man cannot do. So I'm just thanking God that we have the victory. So we're going to walk in the place of victory because we got it. We have it. We won already. Praise God. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tina, for releasing that. I mean, Sister Toya, for releasing that of victory. Amen. We often say that we are victorious. So let's walk according to that word. We receive it. And I like that when the release of we fight and we pray from a place. Amen. In prayer. So we don't have to pray as one that's being defeated. And we know that the mind is the battlefield that the enemy is after. And there's always a warfare trying to go on in our minds. But our minds, we serve God with our minds. And as we release the word of God through it, we know that we will stand victorious every time. The Lord has already crushed the head of the enemy. And our fight is in our fight of faith. And we stand strong in our faith to believe God. We've seen him do it before, and he'll do it again. We've seen him do it for others, and he'll do it for us. We bless the Lord this morning. Thank you, Sister Toya. God bless you.
Thank you.
Victory, 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 victory. Hallelujah. Victory, victory, victory. Glory to God. You are not defeated. You are victorious. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Anyone else this afternoon?
Yes, this is Tamika in Nevada, and I just wanted to say that word that Sister Toya gave, that gave me an extra win because there is so much going on, and it's like the battle is already won. There's no need for us to keep, you know, worrying about what's going on and what we see and what we hear. We got to go by what we know, and I just thank God for Sister Toya saying that because, like I said, it gave me my second win because there's so much coming up, so much adversity happening. So I just know that the presence of the Lord is here, and we have already won. I've already won. God has already won the battle for me, for us. You know, it's already done. So I just thank you, Toy, for that. And that was such a blessing. It really literally just gave me an extra push. So thank you for that. And I thank God for this prayer line and Prophet Laron Matthews and everybody on here that keeps encouraging one another. I just thank you guys for that. Amen.
Bless you, Sister Tamika. We thank you for receiving that word from our Sister Toya. The battle is won. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I like that when you said, there's no point of us looking around and looking and seeing what we're and getting caught up in that, but we ought to walk in what we know, and we know that the word of God is right and that God spoke his word and he knows all things. And he said that we have a victory, that we are victorious because he won the battle for us. It's a fixed fight. So we thank God for your encouragement today that came to you and what you released also as an encouragement from your testimony. To the people on the line. God bless you, Sister Tamika. God bless you in your ministry there in Nevada. God bless you.
God bless you.
Anyone? God bless. Anyone else this morning, this afternoon? All right. Well, at this time, if there's been any announcements, we give it over to our Administrator Bryant. If you have any announcements you want to make at this time, you can do so.
God bless you, Pastor Brown. God bless everyone that's listening in on the line. Announcement, I would like to just thank everyone that prayed for my sister, Margaret Cooper, who was released from the hospital on Monday after being hospitalized for 2 months. They were scheduled to amputate her leg, but God stepped in and healed her leg. Her leg was black, mm-hmm. and God restored all the color.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Praise and all the glory on today, because if it had not been for him, it could have been the other way.
Thank
God for Jesus on today. We thank God for Prophet Matthews also on today that came in and laid hands and prayed, and we believed God together that she would walk again. And if you check on my Facebook page, she is walking. They did not amputate her legs. Her toes were black. Her leg was black. Today, give them all, oh God, we give them all the praise. And I just want to thank each and every one of you that took out time to pray for her. Thank you so very much. And may God bless each and every one of you. I'll play the announcement for the conference that's coming up, the 8-year celebration. I'll play that announcement, and please keep in mind that Mother Sydney is on her way to San Antonio, Texas, as well on April the 9th to a conference as well that's hosted by our very own prophetess, Tina Rice. And for more information on that, please go over to the Facebook page and look at that as well. That's April the 9th, San Antonio, Texas. It's a widow's luncheon for men and women as well. Again, for more information, you can call us at 877-912-2027, or you can at LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. If you desire for Dr. Matthews to be the guest speaker at your conference, your prophetic summit, your revival, he's also a licensed Christian counselor. We'd be more than happy to coordinate that for you. Just give us a call at 877-912-2027 again, or you can email us at LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. And I don't know who needs to hear this, Pastor Brown, but God is a healer. He's a healer. All you have to do is give it to him and leave it alone. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Administrator Bryan, and we receive that which you have spoken about the healing. Amen. Our God is a healer. Hallelujah. Jehovah Rafika. Glory to God. Glory to God. All right, you have heard the announcement. There will be another announcement about Prophet LaRon Matthews' church anniversary is coming up, the 8th year, on the 25th or the 27th, I believe it is. But it will be coming up, and she will play that announcement. We thank God for each of you this morning. They're on this on the line at 12 noon, our noonday prayer. And as I said, continue to pray for our leader. He had something that he must attend to, and he always expects us to take care of whatever needs to be taken care of. Nothing should have to be stopped. We are a body that keeps moving. And I thank God for this prayer line. I've been on it for 10 years. And I thank God for this prayer line, this conference line for teaching. I thank God for the new ministries that are being birthed out in this ministry. And all of you that come to the prayer line, be encouraged today. You heard enough word through the power of prayer. If you believe and have confidence in the Lord, then he validated it. He told us that we are victorious. And no matter what's going on, he's victorious. Whatever's going on in your body, God's got it. He's touched with every infirmity, and he is a healer. Trust in the Lord. When it comes to your children, you watch your children, pray over your children, and watch the change. Prayer availeth much. That's what it means. It changes situations. It turns it around. It turns your mindset around to see it in a different form so that you can see the hand of God moving. Whatever you're going through, whatever financial needs you need, God is supplying every need. You don't have to walk in fear. When you go in that court, know that God is with you. He is going to vindicate you. And if you are in any wrongdoing, you repent first, always, and watch God show forth his hand. His perfect will be done. We always pray the perfect will of God, no matter what it is. What the enemy meant for evil, God will turn it for good. We thank God, and as it was released today, we prosper whatever, whatsoever we turn. Wheresoever we turn, we are prosperous. And nothing that the enemy can speak against us, the word of God tells us, when the tongues of judgment, the things that were deceitful come against us, it will not prosper in it. And he also tells us we have the authority to speak against that word that tries to judge us, comes against us in judgment. Amen. And we have blessed assurance. I'm just going back over the words that were released today. You have blessed assurance. The word of God is an assurance of our destiny. His hand is upon us with victory over the enemy. He's resetting us. And if you have some visions of things that have gotten away from your dreams, they're coming back, and then stay true to the vision. Stay true to what God is showing you. And the prophetess father came back, and she said that if you have gotten a denial letter, don't let your heart be troubled, because right behind it will come the approval letter. And we receive it today. For whoever is getting a denial letter in anything, the approval letter is coming right behind it. Amen. Victoria, we thank you for releasing the word. Receive the word. We receive the word victory, victory. And though the warfare is escalating, we are not defeated. If we believe God, we stay in the place of victory. We pray from the place of victory. And we've already won. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. And healing, like our administrator said, healing is that for us, we are healed. And we're healed by his stripes. And we thank God for the encouragement. Our sister Tamika, you know, the battle is won, and it has given her a second wind to keep moving forward. And we just pray that our prayers today, praise reports, that the prayer of the things we prayed, it applied to you, and God has done it. It's important that you release those prayer requests and those praise reports so it encourages someone else that they're next. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. And before we go to those announcements and leave the line, but not from the presence of the Lord, is there anyone else this morning, this afternoon? All right. All right, we're going to go ahead and give that Administrator Bryant, you can go ahead and pray that announcement for the church anniversary.
Amen.
Get ready. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries presents the 8-year church celebration. 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews Sr., pastor. The anniversary celebration theme. It's time to make it count. March 25th through 27th, 2022. Kicking off Friday night, March 25th at 7 p.m. Bishop Nathaniel Matthews Sr., pastor of Way of Life Holiness Church, Joliet, Illinois. Saturday morning, March 26th from 10 a.m. until noon. It's the Leadership Workshop. Your host, Apostle Greg Jacobs. Greg Jacobs Ministry, Chicago, Illinois, Saturday night, March 26th at 7 p.m. Apostle Linda C. Sherrill, International Deliverance Church Ministry, Chicago, Illinois, Sunday, March 27th at 11 a.m. It's Celebratory Reflection with Dr. LaRon Matthews and the Restoration Family. For more information, call 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. The Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries 8-year church celebration, March 25th through 27th, 2022.
Amen.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Time. We thank God for our announcements that were made at this time. Prophet LaRon Matthews is back, and we're going to release the line over to him. God bless you, Prophet.
God bless you, Pastor Wallenda Brown. Thank you, intercessors, and for your work today. Thank you so much, Pastor Brown. God bless the people of God. We certainly thank God for each and every one of you all on today. Please govern yourself accordingly based upon those announcements that were given. And we're thanking God for the intercessors and the prayer wave on today. Those that prayed and stood in the gap for so many people, because we need many gap standers today to stand in the gap for the land and be able to make up the heads for the land with all that is coming and then all that's already here. We're just thanking God for what the Lord is doing on today and continually giving him the praise, the glory, and the honor for all that he's doing for us. And we're looking for those of you who will be joining us for our 8-year church celebration coming up. We're just one good week away from it, and we're looking forward to a powerful time in the Lord. And those who will be joining us from different parts of the United States. So we thank God for that. Thank you, Pastor Brown, and our ministry, the staff and team, and everyone is doing a phenomenal job and continue to enhancing the work that we're doing in the kingdom of God. My prayer in this season is for God to really cover the mind of the people and cover the line of communication for God's people, because so many times there's so many communication glitches in the land, and we have to be able to stay that course and be on time and on target when we're dealing with the enemy and dealing with the issues that are at hand. So I just thank God today for all that the Lord is doing and the release of the oil that came forth from these powerful kingdom leaders who are in great position to bless the kingdom of God and bless the life of God people on today. We honor each and every one of you all on this day for your great work and your effort and your prayers to continue to keep us lifted up. And I know that many of you are continuously praying for the ministry, the local ministry, and praying for me. So I thank you all for that on today as well. May the Lord continue to keep you and guide you on today. right now with the prophet on today. I will continue where I left off on yesterday, and thank God for a spirit-filled day. And the weather is changing all around. The precipitation in land is changing all around. And we just got to get God's people to stand in place of the move of God. So when he's causing us to change our posture to be able to do that without dealing with the fear of the unknown and walking into the purpose that God has for our life on today. Amen. All right, that's it for me. I bless the Lord. Thank you so much. Thanks to God once again. Thank God for those who join us in our sanctuary every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's available for God's people to come in and just pray, lay on the altar, just get before the Lord and meditate and let his will be done. And we begin to bring us into our 12-noon prayer time. All right, thanks to God. Continue to have a phenomenal, awesome day in the Lord. Pastor Don, any final words over there with you, woman of God?
No, Prophet.
Okay. All right.
God bless you.
You all.
God bless the people of God.
Thank you, Pastor Brown. We appreciate you all on the midnight team. All those who work in the midnight, Pastor Walenda Brown, Prophetess Tracy Collard, Evangelist Colleen Wilkes, Mother Thelma Sidney, some of the new other leaders that are joining the midnight prayer team to join them Thursday night. Actually, after Thursday night, Friday morning, Saturday morning, and Sunday morning, all after the previous night. So join them in prayer. If you want to be part of it, please let them know so you can be in the prayer with them, and they can be standing in the gap for you and your family as well. All right? Love you all. Bless you on today. Have a phenomenal day. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your ministry. By any words over there, woman of God. Let's share the week of God. Bless you on today.
God bless you. All lines are clear. All lines are clear.
All right, thank you, Minister Brown.
All
right, people, we're in the final stage of the book, The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. So we're going to be moving on it. So, and we're looking forward to that. All right, be blessed. Talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless everybody.
Get ready. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries presents the 8-year church celebration. 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews Sr., pastor. The anniversary celebration theme. It's time to make it count. March 25th through 27th, 2022. Kicking off Friday night, March 25th at 7 p.m. Bishop Nathaniel Matthews Sr., pastor of Way of Life Holiness Church, Joliet, Illinois. Saturday morning, March 26th from 10 a.m. until noon. It's the Leadership Workshop. Your host, Apostle Greg Jacobs. Greg Jacobs Ministry, Chicago, Illinois. Saturday night, March 26th at 7 p.m. Apostle Linda C. Sherrill, International Deliverance Church Ministry, Chicago, Illinois. Sunday, March 27th at 11 a.m. It's Celebratory Reflection with Dr. LaRon Matthews and the Restoration Family. For more information, call 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. The Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries 8-year church celebration, March 25th through 27th, 2022.